Well, these attitudes, which are not exactly secret, provide some of the answers to George Bush's plaintive question, why do they hate us? And those who want to add some historical depth can easily do so. You can look back at the declassified internal record. So say back to 1958, which was a crucial year in U.S. foreign policy. In that year, and the records are declassified, in that year there were three major crises in the world. Eisenhower and Dulles, President and Secretary of State, insisted that there was no Russian connection in any of them, which is incidentally rather typical of the Cold War period when you look closely at particular cases. All three were oil producers. All three were Islamic, Indonesia, North Africa, Middle East. But they were secular Islam in the three cases. In the Middle East, Eisenhower pointed out to his staff that, I'm quoting him, the problem is that we have a campaign of hatred against us, not by the governments, but by the people. Why? Well, why? This is 45 years ago, not after September 11th. The National Security Council explained, highest planning body, I'm quoting them, they said, in the eyes of the majority of Arabs, the United States appears to be opposed to the realization of the goals of Arab nationalism. They believe that the United States is seeking to protect its interest in Near East oil by supporting the status quo, that means corrupt and brutal governments, and opposing political or economic progress. And they point out that that perception is difficult to counter since it's accurate. Our economic and cultural interests in the area have led, not unnaturally, to close U.S. relations with elements in the Arab world whose primary interest lies in the maintenance of relations with the West and the status quo in their countries. So that's the policy we do follow and we should follow, and it will lead to a campaign of hatred against us, much as the Wall Street Journal and others found after September 11th, when they surveyed the opinions of the wealthy and the privileged, who are closely linked with Western power and support its basic objectives. Well, it's easy to go on with this, and it's not hard to understand, but educated opinion here prefers a different story, the one you've read over and over. It prefers ruminations about how they resent us because of our freedom and our love of democracy, or because of their cultural failings, which go back to the Middle Ages, or because they've been left behind by the form of globalization in which they happily participate, and so on. And we can, if we want, choose self-serving fairy tales, but it's not particularly wise. Nor is it wise to pretend that we don't know the answer to Bush's question. We do. It's very hard to miss.